Skywarn active.
This is NSYNC 488 for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 3:43 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northern Granville, northwestern Vance, northeastern Person until 4:30 p.m. At 3:43 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm is located near Virgilina and moving east at 25 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Stovall, Oak Hill, Bethel Hill, Tungsten, Mayo Reservoir, and John H. Carr Reservoir. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rain flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the roads. The National Weather Service will be looking for spotter reports of severe weather. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, three-quarters inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this will be a non-direct event. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. We're currently operating on the WB4TQD 146.88 repeater. Should this repeater become unavailable, our backup will be the K4ITL 147.135 repeater with a tone of 82.5 hertz. That repeater is located in Chapel Hill. Carolina 440 UHF link system will be the secondary backup. The K4ITL 147.105 repeater is down at this time. For anyone who cannot make the central, the 14688 repeater, you can also post spotter reports to the Central Carolina Skywarn Facebook page. Someone will be monitoring that Facebook page for reports. NC4VA, Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:04 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for northeastern Person County is canceled. The severe thunderstorm which prompted the warning has moved out of the warning warned area, therefore the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for northern Granville and northwestern Vance County. At 4:03 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm is located near Virgilina, moving east at 25 miles per hour. Hail up to quarter size is possible. Locations impacted include Stovall, Oak Hill, Tungsten, and John H. Carr Reservoir. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rain flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the road. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail, any size initially, then penny size, three-quarters inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 60 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes down limbs and trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring these frequencies for reports. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this will be a non-direct net. The repeater will be free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. And as a reminder, we also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for Durham County and Orange County until 4:30 p.m. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports.
Skywarn Control, November 8, Victor, November Romeo.
Station's calling
Skywarn,
NC4VA, go ahead.
NC4VA from NHVNR, spotter Oscar Romeo November 173, location Hillsboro near Old 86 in Lafayette, reporting a significant wind gust. Lasted probably a good 10 seconds. I don't have a good estimate of the speed, but there's a large section of privacy fence along my property line, probably a good 10-foot long section that has been blown over.
Okay, I have you in Hillsboro at Old 86 in Lafayette. Is that Lafayette Road, Drive, Street? Could you clarify for me?
Old 86, sometimes known as Church Street, and then across street is Lafayette Drive.
Okay, got Lafayette Drive. And what did you say Old 86 is also known as? I heard you say something. It sounded like Church Street, but you're going to have to spell it for me phonetically.
That's correct. Charlie Hotel Uniform Romeo Tango Oscar November.
Got it. Okay. And the wind gust took down a 10-foot section of your privacy fence. What time was that?
That happened about 5 minutes ago.
Okay, about 4:05 p.m. Okay, and let me have your call sign phonetically again.
This is November 8, Victor, November Romeo.
Got it. Okay, great report. And just out of curiosity, I'm going to add this move to the report to the NVIDIA. What was your privacy fence made of?
It's a wooden fence, wood.
Got it. Great report. Thank you very much. And if you have further reports, please give us a call back. Appreciate it. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:19 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 4:30 p.m. for Durham and eastern Orange counties. At 4:18 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. This storm is located near Hillsboro, moving east at 20 miles per hour. Very heavy rain is also likely with this storm. Locations impacted include Durham, Chapel Hill, Hillsboro, Rougemont, Bethesda, Fly, Bahama, Gorman, Eno River State Park, Lake Mickey, and Falls Lake. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the roads. These heavy rains may reduce visibility enough to make driving dangerous. Skywarn is in standby mode, which means this is a non-direct net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:25 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issues the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warnings in northern Granville and northwestern Vance counties will expire at 4:30 p.m. The storm which prompted that warning has moved out of the area, therefore the warning will be allowed to expire. However, heavy rain is still possible with any thunderstorms that pass over this area through early this evening. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. All stations are encouraged to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:27 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a urban and small stream flood advisory for Granville, Vance, Wake Warren, Chatham, Franklin, Durham, Orange, and Persons counties until 7:30 p.m. At 4:24 p.m., Doppler radar indicated heavy rain due to thunderstorms. This will cause urban and small stream flooding in the advisory area. Some locations that will experience minor flooding include Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Chapel Hill, Burlington, Henderson, Granville, Oxford, Roxborough, and Hillsboro. Never drive your vehicle to area where water covers the roadways. Flood waters are usually deeper than they appear. When encountering flooded roads, make the smart choice. Turn around, don't drown, and slow down to avoid hydroplaning. Skywarn is in standby mode at this time. That means this is a non-directed net and repeaters free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic and encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:30 p.m., the National Weather Service issues this severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning for Durham, Eastern Orange, and Eastern Orange County will expire at 4:30 p.m. The storm, which prompted the warning, has weakened to just below severe limits and no longer poses an immediate threat to life or property. Therefore, the warning will be allowed to expire. However, this storm will be closely monitored for signs of re-strengthening. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, and I'm going to leave the tones up for just a little bit in case someone has a storm damage report. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:34 p.m., the National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. Severe thunderstorm warning. There is a severe thunderstorm warning for Granville, Western Wake, Northeastern Chatham, Durham County, Eastern Orange County, and Southeastern Persons County until 5:30 p.m. At 4:34 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from Rougemont to Pittsburgh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Chapel Hill, Oxford, Hillsboro, Creedmoor, Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Butner, Rougemont, RDU International Airport, Apex, Holly Springs, Morrisville, Sims, Stovall, Crosswinds Boating Center, Seaforth Boat Dock, and Parkwood. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. Your protection movement can clear your room in the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rain, roads. In addition to large and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. move indoors immediately. Lightning is one of nature's leading killers. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. Skywarn will be monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We'll be in standby mode, meaning this is a non-directed net, and the repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave longer pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:34 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for Granville, Western Wake, Northeastern Chatham, Durham County, Eastern Orange, and Southeastern Person counties until 5:30 p.m. At 5:30 p.m., until 5:30 p.m., at 4:34 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from Rougemont to Pittsburgh and moving east at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Chapel Hill, Oxford, Hillsboro, Creedmoor, Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Butner, Rougemont, RDU International Airport, Apex, Holly Springs, Morrisville, Stem, Stovall, Crosswinds Boating Center, Seaforth Boat Dock, and Parkwood. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive to areas where water covers the roads. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. The National Weather Service is looking for the following types of spotter reports. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch in diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, frontal clouds, or tornadoes, and any damage caused by high winds. This includes downed limbs and trees and their approximate diameter and any building or roof damage. At 4:54 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Halifax County and Warren County until 6 p.m. At 4:54 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a severe thunderstorm capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. This storm is located 7 miles southwest of Ebony or 8 miles northeast of Warrington and moving east at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Roanoke Rapids, Warrington, Halifax, Norlana, Littleton, Weldon, Macon, Lake Gaston, Airlie, Rosemary, Afton, South Point, and Morningstar Marinas, Wise, Southwest, Weldon, and Roanoke Rapids Lake. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an entry room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rains flood roads quickly, so do not drive in the areas where water covers the road. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. Lightning is one of nature's leading killers. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. Skywarn is in standby mode, which means this is a non-directed net. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask that the stations leave some pauses between their transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather that meets criteria. Thank you. messages in C4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 4:59 p.m., the National Weather Service issued a flash flood warning for Durham County until 8 p.m. At 4:55 p.m., Doppler radar indicated slow-moving thunderstorms that were continuously redeveloping and moving over the warned area. Up to 1 inch of rain has already fallen. Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly. Some locations that will experience flooding include Durham, Chapel Hill, Rougemont, Bethesda, Parkwood, Behama, Gorman, Research Triangle, River State Park, Falls Lake, and Lake Jordan. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches are possible in the warned area through 8 p.m. Excessive runoff from the heavy rain will cause flash flooding in creeks and streams and roads, low-lying and poor drainage areas. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. Many roads and intersections in the area will flood quickly. When encountering flooded roads, turn around, don't drown. Severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Person County is canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. A severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 5:30 p.m. for southern Granville, western Wake, northeastern Chatham, Durham, and southeastern Orange County. At 4:59 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 60 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from near Creedmoor to near Pittsburgh, moving east at 15 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Durham, Cary, Chapel Hill, Creedmoor, Pittsburgh, Carrboro, Butner, RDU International Airport, APEC, College Springs, Morrisville, STEM, Crosswinds Boating Center, Seaforth Boat Dock, Parkwood, Bottom, Lake Butner, Falls Lake Boat Ramp, and Crosswinds Campground. If you are in the path of these storms, prepare immediately for large hail and damaging winds. People outside should move to a shelter, preferably inside a strong building and away from windows. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. Skywarn is monitoring the frequency for reports of severe weather. We're in standby mode, which means this is a non-direct event. The repeater is free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. The National Weather Service has issued a flash flood warning for Durham County until 8 p.m. At 4:55 p.m., Doppler radar indicated slow-moving thunderstorms that were continuously redeveloping and moving over the warned area. Up to 1 inch of rain has already fallen. Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly. Locations that will experience flooding include Durham, Chapel Hill, Rougemont, Bethesda, Parkwood, Behama, Gorman, Research Triangle, Eno River State Park, Falls Lake, and Lake Jordan. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:17 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Granville County, southern Wake County, southern Vance County, Wake County, southern Warren County, and Franklin County until 6:15 p.m. At 5:16 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-sized hail and damaging winds in excess of 58 miles per hour. These storms were located along a line extending from near Franklin west of Peoples Arena and moving east at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Cary, Henderson, Lewisburg, Lake Forest, Garner, Peoples Arena, Zebulon, Franklin, and Central Bund, RDU International Airport, APEC, Holly Springs, Morrisville, Knightdale, Windale, Rollsville, Youngsville, and Centerville. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rain flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the road. addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. Lightning is one of nature's leading killers. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you're close enough to be struck by lightning. Skywarn is monitoring the repeater for reports from spotters. This will be in standby mode, meaning this will be a non-direct event. The repeater will be free to normal activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all to stay tuned to the all-weather radio or local media for further information and updates. MC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. MC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. This time we have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for northwestern Halifax County and Warren County until 6 p.m. We also have a severe thunderstorm warning in effect for southeastern Granville, southern Vance, Wake, southern Warren, and Franklin counties until 6:15 p.m. The National Weather Service is looking for spotter reports. Spotter reports should include the following criteria. Hail any size initially, then penny size, 3/4 inch diameter or larger thereafter. Measured wind speeds of greater than 50 miles per hour. Measured rainfall of 1 inch or more that falls within an hour's time or less in the times of measurement. Flooding and flash flooding where none normally occurs. Rotating wall clouds, funnel clouds, or tornadoes. And any damage caused by high winds. This includes downlifts or trees, their approximate diameter, and any building or roof damage. Skywarn is monitoring this frequency for reports of severe weather. We're currently in standby mode, which means at this time we're in a non-direct net. The repeater's free for normal amateur activity. We ask that stations, though, leave longer breaks between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio or local media for further information and updates. MC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
KK4BVU, Miss Virginia, if this is a bad time to ask a question, just tell me.
If it's a short question, I'll try to answer it. If it's extended, we'll make sure you get the answer at some point.
It's a short question. Do you actually need a spotter number to give a report?
Yes. You can definitely give a report without a spotter number. So, do you have a report?
No, ma'am. Not one that is relevant at this time. We had some very powerful lightning where I'm at, but it's moved through, so I don't want to tie it up. KK4BVU, thank you.
You bet, and I'm glad you asked the question, because no, you do not have to have a spotter number to provide a report. If you have a spotter number, of course, we always put those in, so thank you very much for asking that. MC4VA. This is MC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn at 5:33 p.m. The National Weather Service issued the following severe weather statement. The severe thunderstorm warning for northwestern Halifax and Warren counties is canceled. So which prompted that warning has weakened below severe limits and exited the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled for Halifax and Warren counties. MC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports. This is MC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southern Granville, western Wake, northeastern Chatham, Durham, and southeastern Orange counties has expired. The line of storms which prompted the warning has moved out of the area. Therefore, the warning has been allowed to expire. However, another severe thunderstorm is in effect just east of this area. And at this time, we have, as I said, a severe thunderstorm warning in effect until 6:15 p.m. for southeastern Granville, southern Vance, Wake County, southern Warren County, and Franklin County. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn.
4 GOQ mobile.
RBA with Skywarn. This is not a direct net. Was there a station, though, calling Skywarn?
Hey, Virginia, it's Ken, KR4GOQ. Mobile, Lewisburg, 401-39 is almost flooded over completely. And we have one of our members who lives between Youngsville, Lewisburg, and Franklinton, who's reported 2 inches of rain.
Okay, when you say 401 and 39 covered, do you have that, how deep that water is? Is as much as 6 inches of water on the pavement?
On the southbound side of 401, I would say, yeah, easily 6 inches. It's right there by Tony Lumber.
Okay, southbound Highway 401, 6 inches plus rain on the roadway. And is that near Highway 39 at that point, or is there another cross street close to it?
Right near 39, Virginia. It's right there by Tony Lumber, which is just south of that intersection.
Okay, Tony Lumber, is that T-O-N-Y?
T-O-N-E-Y, right by the hardware store at the big lumber warehouse center.
Got it. And what town or county?
Franklin County, City of Lewisburg.
Okay, good. Yep, fairly decent signal, by the way, in the repeater, too, given the repeater has some issues. Okay, got that report. And then you said there was a stack, that one, the 2 inches of rain. I need to know if that's measured and the times of measurement and the location.
Yep, there's my cell phone. It's, hang on. If you can look up WA4WIV, Virginia, that's the location where the 2 inches of rain was measured.
Yeah, that's Whiskey 4, Whiskey, India, and was that Delta or Victor?
WA4WIV, Whiskey Alpha 4, Whiskey, India, Victor.
Got it that time, thank you. And do you know the times of measurement on that?
They measured it maybe 10 minutes ago.
Okay, and I don't mean to sound picky, but the NWS is going to answer that. That's the end of measurement. Do you know the beginning measurement?
Do not know the beginning measurement. Do not know the time duration. He was mobile home from work, and he reported he already had 2 inches, and it was really coming down in Lewisburg.
Understood. Okay, very good. Let me go back to the Highway 401. I assume that's still passable traffic. Is still passing in it, even though there's 6 inches of water.
Well, they're trying to avoid that right side especially, but yeah.
Okay, I'll mention that. I can imagine. Okay, and do you have a spotter number?
I do. It's FRA something, I think, 132, but I'm not sure.
All right, good enough. Give me a call sign phonetically, and I'll look it up just to make sure.
Roger, and I'll sign. I got to get some fuel here before the car runs dry. Kilo, Foxtrot 4, Germany, Ocean, Queen.
Got it. Great report. Thank you very much. NC4VA. This is NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. At 5:45 p.m., the National Weather Service in Raleigh issued a flash flood warning for Wake County. Until 8:45 p.m. At 5:44 p.m., Doppler radar indicated slow-moving thunderstorms producing flooding over the warned area. Up to 1 inch of rain has already fallen. Flash flooding is expected to begin shortly. Some locations that will experience flooding include Raleigh, Cary, Wake Forest, Garner, Deepway Marina, Zebulon, RDU International Airport, Apex, Holly Springs, Morrisville, Knightdale, Windale, Rollsville, Falls Lake, Neat Hill, William B. Umstead, State Park, Harris Lake, Lake Wheeler, Lake Vincent, Purnell, Carpenter, Research Triangle, and Lake Jordan. Additional rainfall amounts of 1 to 3 inches are possible in the warned area. Excessive runoff from heavy rain will cause flash flooding of creeks and streams, roads, low-lying areas, and poor drainage areas. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where water covers the road. Any roads and intersections in the area will quickly flood. When encountering flooded roads, turn around and don't drain them. This is NC4MBA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn. The severe thunderstorm warning for southeastern Granville, southern Vance, and southern Warren counties is canceled. The line of storms which prompted the warning has moved out of the warned area. Therefore, the warning has been canceled. Severe thunderstorm warning remains in effect until 6:15 p.m. for Wake and Franklin counties. At 5:48 p.m., Doppler radar indicated a line of severe thunderstorms capable of producing quarter-sized hail. These storms were located along a line extending from 12 miles northeast of Lewisburg to Garner, moving east at 40 miles per hour. Locations impacted include Raleigh, Cary, Lewisburg, Wake Forest, Garner, Depot Marina, Zebulon, Franklinton, Fun, RDU International Airport, APEC, Holly Springs, Morrisville, Knightdale, Windale, Roseville, Youngsville, Centerville, Falls Lake, the Boat Ramp, and New Hill. Severe thunderstorms produce damaging winds, destructive hail, deadly lightning, and very heavy rain. For your protection, move to an interior room on the lowest floor of your home or business. Heavy rain floods flood roads quickly, so do not drive into areas where water covers the road. A flash flood warning is also in effect for Wake County. In addition to large hail and damaging winds, continuous cloud-to-ground lightning is occurring with this storm. Move indoors immediately. Lightning is one of nature's leading killers. Remember, if you can hear thunder, you are close enough to be struck by lightning. Skywarn is in standby mode. That means this is a non-direct event that is free for normal amateur activity. We do ask, though, that stations leave some pauses between transmissions for any Skywarn traffic. We encourage all stations to stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for local information, further information and updates. NC4VA for Central Carolina Skywarn, standing by for spotter reports of severe weather.
Is Skywarn on yet?
We have been activated for quite some time at the issuance of the first severe thunderstorm warning. Did you have a report?
No, I didn't. I just wanted to find out.
Okay, I'll give you a great little clue. Whenever a severe thunderstorm warning is issued or a watch is issued, we are up 24/7. If necessary, whenever it's issued. And if you hear the three tones as opposed to the two courtesy tones, you'll know that Skywarn is activated as well. At least that's for a warning. But just for a watch, we're under the courtesy tones that are just two tones, but we're still activated. Okay?
Thank you very much.
Take care. Be safe. NC4VA.
N1SQ, and don't forget to mention your call sign, sir.
N4CUA.
NC4VA, KK4ATD.
KK4ATD, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia, I wanted to give you a quick report over here from Apex.
Go ahead, great.
At the corner of the intersection of Old Jinx and Salem Street, Old Jinx and Old Apex. It's old Apex changed its name. The section of old Jinx that connects in, there's standing water at approximately half an inch. Over.
Okay. I appreciate that. That's certainly going to make driving hazardous. If it gets to 6 inches or more, then give me a call back. That's what the National Weather Service is looking for. At that point, it causes even greater danger, and the roads may become even impassable. But certainly, with a half inch of water, you want to be real careful too. Are there any sections that do have that much water on them, or any other criteria?
Yeah, I was going to report one more area. There's a railroad track over a railroad overpass for CSX right next to that intersection of Old Jinx and Old Apex, probably 50 yards from it. I had to drive. I didn't know it until I drove through it, but it's a little over an inch, maybe an inch and a half of water underneath that railroad track. It's one of those old ones where it goes under and comes back up. Over.
Yeah, I know exactly where it is and which one you're talking about, so about an inch and a half. Okay. Great. And thank you for being there. And as I said, if you get to a place where you see 6 inches or more, give us a call back, too. And just drive real carefully, okay?
Roger that. Spotter number WAK 503, KK4AGD.
Thank you very much. NC4VA.
NC4VA, KJ4LKD.
KJ4 station, come back with your call sign phonetically. Go ahead, this is NC4VA with Skywarn.
NC4VA, this is Kilo Juliet 4, Lima Kilo Echo.
Hey, good to hear you. Go ahead.
Call to see if anyone reported the flooding on Davis Drive underneath the 540 overpass.
No, they haven't, Chris. Go ahead.
Okay, so Davis Drive heading south towards Cary underneath the 540 overpass. On the right-hand lane, the lane is completely covered with water. I would say it's 4 to 6 inches right there, and it's hazardous to pass through at that point. Also, approximately, I would say about 20 feet in length as we're traversing, going through the lane.
Okay, got it. So 4 to 6 inches of water in the right-hand lane, heading south on Davis Drive underneath the 540 overpass. And is traffic able to make it through, or are they moving over to the other lane?
People are going through across a huge slash, obviously. But they're moving over to the other lane, or just going through really slow to make it through there.
Okay, got it. Chris, got your point. Let me give you the spotter number.
Spotter Whiskey Alpha Kilo 230.
Got it, and I'm sure the report is current as of right now.
It is current right now. I just drove through there about 4 minutes ago.
Okay, thanks a lot, Chris. Drive carefully. NC4VA.
Sure, KJ4LKE.
NC4VA, KK4ATD.
KK4ATD. Go ahead, NC4VA.
Hey, Virginia, I've got another report for you. Chapel Hill Road and Bowden, Bravo, Oscar, Whiskey, Delta, Echo, Nancy. It looks approximately 6 inches. There's a vehicle stuck. It's a pickup truck, and it's up to the axles. It looks approximately 6 inches. Over.
Okay, and this is on Chapel Hill Road. At the intersection of Bowden Road, or is Bowden Road the closest one to it?
the vehicle is on Bowden Road, and it's right at the intersection of Chapel Hill Road and Bowden. Looks like he was trying to turn and got washed out as far as, you know, the engine shut off. Over.
Poor thing. Okay, pickup truck, water is up to the axle, and he's stuck in the intersection. Okay. And Chapel Hill Road and Bowden, is this in Cary?
Roger, roger.
Got it. What time was this, I think, Bob, go ahead, what time was it?
I just drove by. If you want to say, 1813, that'll work.
Okay, got it. And let me see, your spotter number was WAK-503, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great report. Thank you very much, NC4VA. Drive carefully.
73, KK4HD.
KJ4LKE,
NC4VA.
Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, report flooding on Crabtree Crossing near Moorefield Parkway. I sent you a picture of the flooding section on Crabtree Crossing right next to the President's Golf Course. It is approximately 15 inches deep and it is unpassable, covering the entire roadway.
Okay, stand by one moment, Chris. Let me pull up the email real quick. Okay, Chris, I hadn't gotten it yet. I was hoping, oh, wait a second. Maybe it's, here it is. Let me see if I've got all the details here. Okay, got it. Taken at Crabtree Crossing and Marshall Parkway right next to Preston Golf and 15 inches deep. So the roadway that is flooded out, so I guess both of them are, aren't they? The whole intersection is flooded out, and I see it's overflowing down the road. Okay, and is that current right now?
Yes, it is. That's current right now. Actually, I managed to run through it.
Okay, and I assume it's impassable. Okay, great. And Chris, can't thank you enough for the photos. I will forward that on NC4VA. NC4VA with Central Carolina Skywarn. With a threat to the Central Carolina Skywarn coverage area has diminished, we'll now conclude Skywarn activity at this time. On behalf of the Skywarn program, we'd like to thank the Piedmont Coastal Repeater Network for the use of the repeater. We'd also like to thank the amateur community for giving Skywarn traffic priority and all storm spotters who have participated. I'll now bring down the tones and return the repeater to normal amateur use.
Skywarn, clear.
NC4 being clear.